Good morning, this is Mark Sexton. It is Sunday, the 16th of January 2022, and it's 10 a.m. Due to issues regarding trying to post information, I'm sure you can understand it's now being blocked on various social media. All I'm trying to say now today is for people to calm it down a little bit with all the misinformation. There is a criminal investigation, it is still ongoing, and there is no way on God's earth, from the information that's already been submitted, this can be stopped. The crimes, the evidence, the witnesses, the credibility is vast. The Metropolitan Police are involved, they are investigating, and all I would ask is that people remain calm until decisions are made about which way this is going to go. You know and I know there are dark forces, very, very powerful dark forces behind the scenes trying to stop all of this. And the fact that so much misinformation is being spread is not helping what we're trying to do. With regards to a number of issues regarding the vaccine centres, I'm getting a lot of messages from a number of people asking advice about this. The only advice I can give you is this. Those vaccines or gene therapies are the murder weapon. This is the weapon that these governments are using to hurt, maim, injure and kill people, not just in the United Kingdom but around the world. That evidence must be seized by the police as part of this criminal investigation, and it is incumbent upon them to do that without fail in all police jurisdictions across the United Kingdom. If you do go to a vaccine centre to close it down, which is within your right under Section 3 of the Criminal Law Act of 1967, that gives any man or woman the authority and the power to prevent crime. They also have the ability to use force as is reasonable, necessary and proportionate in order to prevent that crime from happening. What I would say is liaise with your local police if this is something that you're looking to do. I appreciate the police are going to be resistant to this for now, but ultimately, as there is now a live criminal investigation, they have a duty, and that duty is to the people. They are public servants whom we pay with public taxes and public money. They work for us. If crime, injury, harm and death is being committed, it is incumbent upon them, in their office of constable, an oath which they swore, to protect us, the people, from said harm. If the police are in attendance, it is then up to them to seize that evidence, to seize those vials and book them into the police's detained property as evidence to be independently forensically tested at a later date. I'm not telling the police how to do their job. I'm merely pointing out fact in law, not just for the police, but for us. The law is the same, whether you're a police constable in uniform or whether you're a citizen. A man or woman, that is sovereign. So the police have a duty. That duty is, once that uniform is placed on their back, they have to respond and act accordingly. If the police fail to do their job, they are committing an offence of misconduct in public office, perverting the course of justice, and if they know offenders are responsible for these crimes and they do anything to assist those offenders or prevent the crimes from being detected, or deliberately frustrate that criminal investigation, they are also guilty of an offence of assisting a known offender. All three offences are serious, and these offences must be pointed out to the constables politely, calmly and respectfully. They work for the people, they do not work for the government. It is the government ministers, the civil servants and the media bosses who are committing these disgusting, heinous atrocities against us in this country. For the police to tell us to go and speak to our MP is a ridiculous comment. The fact that these are the people who are committing the crimes, we do not go and speak to the offenders. That is the job of the police, and these people must be arrested. I appreciate these are difficult times. I appreciate there's a number of misinformation, Facebook posts, Telegram posts out there. As we speak right now, 10 a.m, the 16th of January, Sunday 2022, this is a live criminal investigation. So therefore, the police have a duty, and that duty is to gather evidence. If the vaccines, or we call them gene therapies, are what is being used to cause this harm, that is the weapon. The police have to seize those weapons and bring them into protective custody in their detained property stores as a matter of urgency. This information can be verbalised, this information can be replayed from this message. Again, I'm reiterating, I'm not telling the police how to do their job. But what I am saying is, the police have to do their job. Please remain calm, respectful, polite and lawful. Remember, a number of these people in these vaccine centres do not know what is going on. They don't know what you know, what we know, and now what the police in London know. So make them aware, give them as much information as you can, and ultimately the job now is to stop the harm, stop the injury, and stop the death from being caused. We need the police to do this. We need the police to do this now, today, as soon as possible. Thank you all, everybody, for all the messages of support. Thank you for what you are doing, the continued fight to protect our people, protect our elderly and our children. Not just here in the United Kingdom, but I'm now getting contact from various other countries asking for support, in particular from Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, Israel, New Zealand, Slovenia and Israel. We are offering our help and support, but ultimately our aim now is to provide as much information and evidence as we possibly can so the Metropolitan Police go national and make everybody aware throughout the United Kingdom the problems, the damage, the harm that these vaccines are causing, and they must be stopped immediately and withdrawn. Thank you all for everything, the wonderful messages. God bless you all. Let's keep going. Lawfully, peacefully, respectfully, remember. That's the way we get this done. Don't get into arguments with the police. State fact. Make them aware. They are aware. I've seen a couple of videos where the constables have said you cannot carry out a citizen's arrest if the police are already there. That is correct. However, if the police fail to do their job and carry out their lawful duty, we remove that consent from them because they are failing in their office of constable. And we have a right under 24A, Section 24A of the Police and Criminal Evidence Act of 1984, to carry out a citizen's arrest to prevent crime and detain those people. The police know this. They use Section 24. Their laws are our laws. Their powers are our powers. But we employ them to carry out these laws and powers with consent. They know this. Let's keep going. We're nearly there. God bless you. Thank you very much indeed. I love you all.